Have you ever wondered what life would be like without any sense of accomplishment? Well, there are researchers who actively wonder this very thing. And the ability of savoring a sense of accomplishment of goals turns out to be so important that researchers believe that it's one of the five essential pillars of life well lived, or what we call flourishing. This need for accomplishment starts very early. For example, my 2-year-old grandson Jonas, who I was watching this morning, demonstrated this in his assistance of going to the bathroom by himself in his plastic big boy mini toilet, only to come out proudly exclaiming, "All done." He was pleased and proud that he did it by himself. Two minutes later, my 1-year-old grandson Lucas proudly got my attention so that I could watch him sloppily spoon in more applesauce that he can fit into his mouth. Again, he was pleased and proud. So what on earth is happening here? Is this innate? And the answer is yes. One of the most famous psychology researchers of our time, Martin Seligman, sums up reams of research on this subject in this way. He says, quote, "What struck me about accomplishment is that it is quite literally the gift that you give to yourself that keeps on giving." Yard work and landscaping for me is my favorite thing to do, but it is something that I personally am drawn to again and again. And why? Well, it's the fulfillment of seeing something accomplished. And then, of course, I find myself every morning while retrieving my morning paper, admiring the beauty that I worked hard to create. I'm sure admiring it more than anybody else. So what does this mean for you as a manager and recruiter? First and foremost, remember that challenging goals for those you interview and manage should not be viewed by you or them as frightening or as an obstacle, but instead another opportunity in their life to build another series of these events of accomplishment to appreciate, savor, and eventually look back on. The view you personally carry in presenting a set of challenging goals sets the tone of how these goals will be perceived by everyone else. Just like the best parents who allow their children plenty of opportunity to try and fail in order to build a sense of mastery over one's environment, even when it's inconvenient, in the same way, it's important for managers to build a similar environment of experiment, failure, experiment, succeed, etc. The psychology of action and personal goals clearly indicates that the successful pursuit of meaningful goals plays an important role in the development and maintenance of our psychological well-being. To the extent that we are making progress on our goals, we're happier emotionally and more satisfied with our lives. So try to reset your thoughts every morning. And remember, you are not just helping people make a living. You are instrumental in making them happier and more fulfilled. And if helping them build mastery and accomplishment, you'll be a key contributor to their entire lives.